You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Secretary of State John Kerry is staying at the Iran nuclear talks, and so is the Iranian foreign minister. But officials have already left from other countries, and there are reportedly still 10 issues that the sides are far apart on. Iran wants a lifting of sanctions in exchange for a promise to curb their nuclear program.
If Iran developed a nuclear capability, I fear they would share it with a terrorist group and it would come here. When they say death to Israel, death to America, I don't believe they're kidding.
That was South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. A federal judge has ordered the Patent and Trademark Office to cancel registration of the Washington Redskins trademark, ruling the team name may be disparaging to Native Americans. The judge says that the organization is still free to use the name if it wishes, but they will lose some legal protections. The team argues the cancellation of its trademark infringes on its free speech rights because it's required the government to judge whether the name is offensive. The Redskins can appeal. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
United flights in the U.S. have resumed after being grounded this morning due to computer problems. It is the second time in 2 months the carrier has been hit by major technical issues. More SUVs are being recalled. AP correspondent Rita Foley has the list.
The recalls involve Hummers and Range Rovers. Thousands of Hummers are being recalled because some ventilation controls can overheat. These are 2006 through 2010 Hummer H3s and the 2009 and 2010 H3T. Separately, some late model Range Rover and Range Rover Sport SUVs are being recalled because the doors may not close securely. I'm Rita Foley.
The House in South Carolina is debating on the removal of the Confederate flag today from Capitol grounds. Yesterday, the Senate approved it. If the House lawmakers go with the Senate bill, the flag could be removed by the end of the week. Federal investigators and local authorities have been combing through a wide rural area of South Carolina as they try to determine what caused an F-16 fighter jet to slam into a small plane yesterday, killing the plane's pilot and passenger. Debris from the collision is scattered over a broad area about 20 miles northwest of Charleston, but there are no reports of any residents hurt or homes damaged. Police are warning about the dangers of a cell phone case that is shaped like a handgun, saying it could be mistaken for the real thing. Senator Charles Schumer of New York is urging online retailers to stop selling it because it lacks a required orange marking that identifies it as harmless. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Of your life. There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com. Your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's Talented People. Welcome to our show. We're so glad to have you listening in today. We have a very special guest in studio for the 3 to 4 o'clock hour and then also 4 to 5. But if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area today, since we stream across the nation online from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studios, it's 3:06 on the 8th of July, and the weather is going to be looking a little iffy, I think. This afternoon, chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely after 4 p.m. Some of the storms could be producing heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 88. Tonight, showers likely with a possible thunderstorm before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. Some of those storms, again, could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a low about 69. Thursday, chance of showers again between 9 and 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Again, same thing. It's going to be heavy rain and 50% chance of precipitation. Chance of showers continue with thunderstorms before 3 a.m. on Thursday night with a low about 67. I'm going to tell you tomorrow is going to be cloudy with a high about 80, so we'll see what happens. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 86, and then Friday night, partly cloudy with a low about 62. Mostly sunny on your Saturday with a high of 85 and a low about 65. On Saturday night, looks great. On Sunday, partly sunny again with a high of 85, and then just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 p.m. on Sunday night with a low about 67. And then Monday, chance again of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 85 and then a low of 68. So welcome again to our show. Thanks for listening in. Today's Talented People guest is the president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. Her name is Michelle Sikirka. I'm sure you probably heard her name before if you happen to be in the New Jersey area. She's with us now in studio. Welcome, Michelle.
Thanks, Jean. Thanks for having me today.
It's so nice to have you in studio. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about your amazing, walk into the presidency of New Jersey Business and Industry, leading and influencing so many companies and people in the state and otherwise across the country.
Sure, absolutely. Well, again, thanks for having me here today. I came to NJBIA as the president last October, so I guess I'm, in about my ninth month, finishing up my ninth month. Amazing how fast time goes. That's because we have so many exciting things going on at BIA. And BIA represents 20,000 businesses across the state of New Jersey. That means 1.2 million jobs. And that's the really important fact that we like to emphasize, because we are all about creating jobs and driving growth in the state of New Jersey. And so if you think about 1.2 million jobs, that's quite an impact on the economy of the state of New Jersey.
It really is. And congratulations already on 9 months. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And you've done so much already, and I know that all of your work has to do for the good. I'm a fan in so many ways. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the initiatives that you're undertaking right now? What are the priorities?
Sure. Well, we did just come off the budget season. So one of the keystone things that BIA does for our members is, we advocate for a positive business climate in the state of New Jersey. And we spend a tremendous amount of time monitoring issues, tracking issues, directly influencing policy that would lead toward a positive business climate in the state of New Jersey, so that business can thrive, survive, grow, create new jobs, and therefore the economy will be strong for the state and all the citizens of the state of New Jersey can be happy. So coming off the budget process and, the signing of the budget, it's a really big thing for us. And the time leading up to the budget is a time that we are very busy at BIA, because we are monitoring and tracking issues, again, that would impact. So let's take a look at what happened with the budget. The governor, earlier in the year, he presented his budget address, and within that, it was very pro-business budget address. So we were very happy with the signals he was sending, as was the business community. Business community wants certainty so that they can invest, and they need predictability. And the budget that the governor had put forth said no new taxes. It continued a 5-year threshold of tax credits for business, so 5-year phase-in of credits to the tune of $2.2 billion, which translated to $600 million, which would come into fiscal year 16. That's a big deal for business. And you think about what type of tax credits, it's corporate business tax, it's energy tax, it is, if you're a manufacturing company, there were some taxes, it was research and development taxes. So these are the types of taxes that help business because we're such a highly taxed state. Anytime mm-hmm. you can mitigate, it's a big deal.
Right? Absolutely.
Yes. And of course, you know, when you think about the idea of no new taxes and continuing tax credits, that is all very favorable. And then a very big thing that the governor did is he took on the pension. And I know for many people in the state of New Jersey, they feel that he didn't do a good enough job. They wanted full funding. But I think we have to step back and realize that the pension hasn't been funded for decades.
Really?
By governors.
What do you mind just clarify for a second? What did he do that had not have been done? I'm sorry, I'm learning as we go here.
No problem. He, in his budget, he advanced $1.3 billion mm-hmm. to go into the public pension system. And this system has big deficits in it. And this is a challenge and a concern for everybody in the state of New Jersey, because when you have a pension system that has deficits, some money owing to it, it affects your credit rating as a state. And so we've been downgraded a few times because of our credit rating of our pension system. It's a very big, you know, assets and liabilities on a balance sheet. It's a big liability that, mm-hmm. that's sitting there, and it's an unfunded liability. So, you know, Governor Christie, and our credit to him that we say publicly, and we've said it, credit to him, he's made the single largest payment into the pension system this year, and over his administration made, I believe it's the three largest payments into the pension system. Now, again, that doesn't take care of the entirety of the deficit that is in the pension system, but he has stepped up and put tremendous money in. The ultimate budget that was passed after the legislature looked to take some of those tax credits out and actually put in a millionaire's tax, that would have been very bad for business, because small business runs their business returns, their business income through their personal return, S-Corp.
Right.
And so a millionaire's tax is a tax on small business. Don't mm-hmm. let anybody fool you on that. It's not about the rich. It's about small business. Mm-hmm. So the governor vetoed that because the legislature wanted to have that. And they had some other tax creases in there, as well as, you know, looking to mess around with those tax credits. And what they wanted was to fully fund the pension. So the governor vetoed that. But the governor did take a step even more on the pension. In addition to his initial $1.3 billion that he put in, mm-hmm. there were additional tax credits that came about from the fact that over this past year, we had more income into the state, which was great, taxable income into the state. And so he put an additional, I think it was $220 million, a supplemental appropriation into the budget. So all told, he put in over $1.5 billion into the budget, and again, the largest contribution. So we should give him some credit for that. Everybody wants to beat him up and say not enough, but
right.
You know, he did as best as he could.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I love the clarifications. I make, you know, make sure everybody out there listening understands the facts on both sides of the game. Let's go to our first break real quick. It's already 3:13. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. If you're listening along, you're listening to the president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, Michelle Sikorka. And you can hear the knowledge and feel this is who we're being represented by. So I hope you're enjoying it. We'll be right back. Stay with us through the break.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, we're back here, talented people. Glad you're listening in. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest today, again, is the president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, Michelle Sikirka. And she's got so much to talk about. So without any further ado, let's go back to our conversation. You were talking about the budget. Now, what else can we learn from you about what just happened with that at the end of the day?
Well, I think the good news at the end of the day is all the things that were in there to be helpful to business continue. Mm-hmm. And we want to, again, you know, thank the administration for doing that on behalf of business, because this has been a business-friendly administration, and I think business feels that. And as a result, we see business investing. You know, they're investing in their people. They are investing in their bottom line. They're investing in their facilities, which is great. And that's what grows our economy. Yeah, you know, 2015, we're entering a third year of slow and steady growth post-recession. And while everyone likes to bring attention to the fact that we're lagging the nation, I think it's really important to note that slow and steady growth is a really, really good thing. And we're excited about that. And I think sometimes you have to put it into context, because as I understand New Jersey, I mean, we are a powerhouse when it comes to economics. On the whole, we're eighth in the nation in GDP. And so when you think about being eighth in the nation in GDP, your ability to grow incrementally, you know, it's smaller than someone who has all that big space to fill, right? So we'll take slow and steady any day versus bubbles and peaks and valleys, which is great. So moving forward, you know, we have a lot of things that we're working on proactively. Mm-hmm. For the betterment of our business community and our economy. And we could talk about a few of those things if you like.
Absolutely. I want you to also, just for a second, for our listeners out there, can you tell, because they're listening live, tell us a little bit about the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. Like, where did it start? And we have time to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great history. I love telling the history of NJBIA, because it's a really it's a rich, powerful history. Mm-hmm. So I always say to folks, you know, close your eyes and go back 105 years in an industrializing Trenton. So picture Trenton 105 years ago. Now picture about six manufacturers back at that time. and they're just starting to grow their manufacturing companies and they're hiring people. And figure, look at what those plants probably look like as they're industrializing. We probably need some safety in those plants. We need to take care of our workers, et cetera. So about that time, we have some reform-minded legislators who think that they need to already back then impinge upon how business does their business. And they start talking about employers' liability and the opportunity to allow employees to sue employers for things like getting hurt on the job. And so the manufacturers, these, you know, six gentlemen from 105 years ago, robust Trentonians, step up and say, you know, go ahead, you want to pass an act like that? We know how to take care of our employees. We can protect our workplace. And with that, what they did is they created New Jersey Manufacturing Insurance Company and the concept of workers' compensation insurance to ensure so that, you know, if there are issues in the workplace, employees can be protected, but at the same time, the company can be protected. So the company takes care of their people, they provide benefits in case someone gets hurt, and it doesn't then fall back on the company, that might put them out of business, God forbid something traumatic happens. So, you know, these are some really awesome people in the history.
And it's amazing. I'm thinking about it, I'm visualizing it, I'm thinking of farmlands and so on in Trenton and everything back that far ago.
Sure.
And also NJM, you know, just to hear a little history about that. Like, I've always wondered about that, the name New Jersey Manufacturers Insurance, why they chose that, since they do have, and now it makes total sense.
Okay. Well, there you go. So these six manufacturers 105 years ago started an association called the New Jersey Manufacturing Association, that association, which is today New Jersey Business and Industry Association.
I got it. Now I get it.
And then New Jersey Manufacturers Insurance Company was the offshoot of that. And so that is how our two organizations are tied so much together.
So interesting.
Yeah. It's great history. And so then you think through the century and how we've grown and where we come to today. And so we take our responsibility in terms of being there to protect the interest of business, just like those six manufacturers 105 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's our roots. And we do, in our membership, we have a great concentration of manufacturers. So about 16% of our members are manufacturers. And the other story I love to tell is, wow, people should stop and take a pause and look at the manufacturing that takes place in the state of New Jersey. It is diverse, it is dynamic, and it is very exciting. Sure. We have manufacturing companies in the state of New Jersey, numerous, that support the Department of Defense.
Really?
Absolutely. Department of Defense, aeronautics. We have different types of metal and steel fabrication, plastics, obviously on the chemical side, you know, the things we do. So we feed so many supply chains out of the state of New Jersey, national supply chains and international supply chains. And many of these manufacturing companies are tucked away in communities. You know, you could drive down a residential community and take a right down a street, and all of a sudden there's an industrial park back there, and there is some fabulous manufacturing company. And I think what's really great about it is manufacturing of today is not the manufacturing of 105 years ago.
Right.
It's all about advanced technology. Mm-hmm. I tour these manufacturing plants to visit our members, and I tell you, like, you could have a picnic on the floor of one of these places. It's unbelievable. And then the high technology, megatronics, and the things that take place are, it's just great. The other part of this, the untold story, is jobs in manufacturing. You know, the average job in manufacturing is about $70,000 paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about, I'll say, kids coming out of career in VoTech, maybe not a four-year college education, being able to walk into jobs if they have the right skill set. So here's a great thing that BIA does. We do a lot of work. We facilitate workforce development opportunities. We're all about creating jobs. So when we say we're about creating jobs, it's not just about talking about creating it. We actually get in the mix. And we work with our companies to marry them up with academia as well as government to put together partnerships that can then influence the classroom and in terms of the types of courses that are being taught, so that a student can walk out of the classroom perhaps with some type of a technical certification, walk right into a manufacturing facility and have a job. It's a great story.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. I'm just like letting everybody else, I'm writing my notes to myself here. I'm saying, hey, out there, if you're listening, don't you wish you loved your job as much as Michelle loves her job?
Yes.
It's like rocket fuel in here. We should all be so grateful to know that you are doing these things. Peter Associates here in the office as well. Thank you all at NJBIA. But that really is incredible. So you're thinking about all different ages of all of the job opportunities, you know, those young that are coming into the marketplace, and I know you were talking about at one time. What's going? Go ahead and continue on with more, because I know there's more coming out.
Sure. So yes, but and on before we leave workforce development, we are involved from K-12 to career vo-tech to 2-year community college to 4-year institutions. Mm-hmm. So the entire gamut. And there was a suite of 5 bills that was just recently, I guess it was this past spring, that was passed in the legislature that was to articulate career readiness from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. So it's a great story, and that's what we need. America lags in job readiness. While New Jersey is number one for education in the entire country,
I was going to ask you about these statistics. Number one.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
We are number one in education.
Who would have thought? Who would have ever thought?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's great. However, competitively to the rest of the world, we lag. We lag on career readiness and technical skills. And so you hear so much about STEM now, science, technology, and math, and engineering. Science, technology, engineering, math. You hear so much about that. It's so important because we have a glut in technical training in this country. And that's why you hear so much about people, kind of importing jobs for technology. Mm-hmm. So, we're just at the beginning and the cusp of growing it. And it takes time. These kids have to get through these programs. But we are training the workforce of the future. It's very exciting.
It is very exciting. Glad to share that with us. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us what else is going on. Like, what's going on with some of the other initiatives that you're working on?
Sure. So back on the policy side, this is our time to plan for the next fiscal year. And to do, we kind of go back to our desk now and do a lot of homework and research. We believe it's extremely important to have data when we want to try to influence policy in the state of New Jersey. So we've picked 3 areas that we think are extremely important for our businesses, because our businesses tell them it's important, but also to the economy of the state of New Jersey. So we'll talk about those. Mm-hmm. One is estate and inheritance tax. Mm-hmm. Now, you may say, why is estate and inheritance tax important to business? And by the way, you're dead, so why do you care? So let's take a step back. New Jersey companies, by and large, are small business. And in that small business, by and large, are multi-generational. In fact, I just met up here in Flemington right before this meeting with a 3-generation company, and we were talking about this. So think about a generational company when you pass, grandpa to father to son to grandson. Estate and inheritance tax is part of your business succession planning.
Right.
Again, people say, but what do you care? Like, you die. What do you care? Okay, why you care is because the estate and inheritance tax in New Jersey is the most onerous in the entire country. We have the lowest threshold of all 50 states on estate tax. We tax at $675,000. So every dollar from there on, we tax. The lowest threshold in the country.
Really?
Really. We are only one of 2 states in the country that have both an estate and inheritance tax. So we call them the dual death taxes.
Right.
The only other state that has it is Maryland, and Maryland has already started a phase in of lifting the threshold on their estate tax because theirs was low also. So they've made a move on relief. We're not there yet.
Right.
Okay. I have one business after an event we were at come up to me, and the business owner introduced himself, told me he is a generational business. Then he turned and he introduced me to his son, who is his succession plan. Mm-hmm. And then he said to me, and my son-in-law is back mining the shop today while my son and I are at this event. And he said, you know what? I can plan for the future. I can decide. I can choose to transfer my business and leave the state of New Jersey if I like to, which unfortunately that's what people talk about.
That's the worst thing.
So I can plan, he said, but what I can't plan for is if I get hit by the bus tomorrow. He goes, if I get hit by the bus tomorrow as the owner of this company, and that's my succession plan, my son and my son-in-law won't have anything left to the company after the estate and inheritance tax are taken care of. That's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
Especially
if all the other employees that rely on that company.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's a problem directly for business, mm-hmm. And that's why it's important to us, especially small generational. But it's also important when our policies in the state of New Jersey are driving wealth out of the state.
Right.
And that's what we do. We drive wealth out of state. Anybody who is on.
It's a shame.
It's a shame.
Yes.
Anybody who is contemplating their
retirement.
It's shameful. It is. Anybody contemplating their retirement, it says, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not only do we have the businesses saying, I'm not going to leave my business here anymore. I'm going to leave state with my business, which leaves a hole. We have people who are on the cusp of retirement as individuals saying, I'm going to leave. And what happens when that wealth leaves the state? Think about it, right?
Yes.
the wealth itself leaves, so they're not spending it here. So all this affluence you accumulated here in the state of New Jersey through your entire career, you're not going to spend. You're not going to buy the pizzas here. You're not going to go to the laundromat here. You're not going to go to the movies. You're not going to go on vacation. You're going to go do it in another state. Right?
And I think it's also, unfortunately, it's painful for the decision makers in that regard, too, because I know as myself, as I get older, I keep looking over going, something doesn't change. I'm going to have to leave the state by the time I ever want to retire. And I love it here.
That is the unfortunate aspect of it. It's just ridiculous.
And competition exists everywhere for every small business owner, every business owner. So what's the difference here of state to state? You know, hello, thank you for your work, because if you weren't doing it, you know, we wouldn't have anyone out there helping us, you know, maintain that competition against the other states.
Absolutely. Well, and when, you know, and when the business owner leaves, obviously the jobs leave.
Right.
And who's the business owner and the employees? Guess what? They're the Sunday school teachers. They're the softball coaches. They're the ones who sit on the nonprofit boards.
That's right.
They're the ones that make the community.
Exactly. And by the way, we are at our break right now, and I wanted to remind everybody out there about an upcoming event. This is very important if you're a nonprofit, and you should put it on your schedule. Hold, save the date. Red alert. October 8th, as we've been mentioning, is part of the last couple weeks. You've probably heard that Unity Bank and Mariah Media are presenting a nonprofit best practices event at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. It's lessons from the leaders. We have a dynamic agenda planned for nonprofits. Again, Unity Bank's a proud sponsor. You'll see over the next, you know, couple months, 15 minutes of goodness. We're calling out on all of the talented people in Jeannie Murphy PR radio shows and the television shows. 15 minutes of nonprofits that are doing amazing things that you need to know about if you're out there and you don't know about them. And if you're a nonprofit, then you'll need to plan to come to the event. There are sponsorships available. If you don't have the funding, you can be reimbursed to come that day and learn from the greatest people, including Steve Califer, our Hunterdon County-based founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country. He is going to be presenting the keynote, speaking about what makes a benefactor choose you. And if you're a nonprofit, also, Ellen Nardoni works with him at the Flemington Car and Truck Country, but also is the trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation at Somerset Medical Center now, Robert Wood Johnson, speaking about differentiating your nonprofit from the others. So that's a tongue twister. So learn more about it. You can find out at mariahmedia.com or at Unity Bank. And stand by. We're going to be back with our conversation with the president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, Michelle Sikirka, just after the break. Glad you're listening and appreciate it.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The New York Stock Exchange says a technical problem that has suspended trading since late morning is an internal issue and not the result of a security breach. USA's Russ Jones has more.
The exchange made the statement in a tweet on its official Twitter account. The trading halt is ongoing and has so far lasted about an hour on Wednesday. The New York Stock Exchange listed stocks are still trading on other exchanges. The NASDAQ and other exchanges are unaffected by the outage. I'm Russ Jones.
Meanwhile, the Dow has been down more than 100 points, and earlier today, the Chinese stock market slid dramatically. Other companies experiencing computer problems today include the Wall Street Journal and United Airlines, which had to ground flights for a few hours this morning. The South Carolina House is debating whether to remove the Confederate flag from the Capitol grounds. Yesterday, their Senate approved the bill. This is USA Headline News.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Banks in Greece have enough cash only until the end of the week. Meanwhile, Greek officials have submitted a request for a rescue deal from Europe's bailout fund, but more details are needed.
Now, again, there needs to be more specifics to please the finance ministers of the Eurogroup. It has been the same throughout the past month. You can make all the pledges you want, but where exactly, where are the numbers, where are the figures that everything matches and adds up?
That was AP correspondent Raf Kassert. Analysts warn that Greece's economy could collapse and they could exit the euro. Secretary of State John Kerry is staying at the nuclear talks with Iran's foreign minister, but officials from other countries have already left. There are reportedly still 10 issues on the table that the sides are far apart on. Iran wants a lifting of sanctions in exchange for a promise to curb their nuclear program. The new deadline is Friday. President Obama claims he will walk away from the deal if it doesn't meet the needs of the U.S. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
In an event that will rival presidential inaugurations, the papal speech to Congress will be shown outside on the Capitol grounds. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Only a couple of thousand people, members of Congress and the cabinet and others lucky enough to get a ticket, will be inside the House chamber for the Pope's historic address to a joint meeting of Congress. But tens of thousands more will be able to watch outside. House Speaker John Boehner says jumbotrons will be set up on the west front of the Capitol for people to watch the speech, what he called a historic moment for the country. And he says the Pope has expressed an interest in making a brief appearance on the west front after his speech. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
President Obama's chief of urban housing policy has announced new nationwide rules aimed at fulfilling the 1968 Fair Housing Act by promoting racially integrated neighborhoods. The 1968 law requires cities that receive federal housing money to promote equal opportunity. The new rules provide guidance to help cities achieve that mandate. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is investigating whether a federal agent's gun was used in the shooting death of a woman walking on a San Francisco pier. The San Francisco police chief says the weapon was stolen from the agent's car. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who has been deported to his native Mexico 5 times and is suspected of living in the U.S. illegally, told TV news stations he found the gun on the pier and that it accidentally fired. He pleaded not guilty to murder charges. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at jewishfamilysvc.org.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. It's already 3:39, if you can believe it, on the 8th of July, if you can believe that. I can't. But I'm going to give you a real quick update on the weather, and I'm going to jump right over to our conversation back with the president of New Jersey Business and Industry Association, Michelle Sikirka. Basically, this afternoon, showers likely, mostly cloudy, the high about 88. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorm before 7, and then it's just going to continue through 60% chance of precipitation with a low about 69 tonight. Thursday, chance of showers again, heavy rain. Let's just see, in the afternoon, it's going to be the high about 80, and then 67 at night, Thursday night. Friday, partly sunny, high of 86, low of 62, mostly sunny on Saturday, 85 is a high, low of 65, and then Sunday, high of 85 again, mostly cloudy, thunderstorms on Sunday night with a low about 67. So we're back. Michelle, you know, you've got so much to say, and I hate it when we're so close to the end of our show already, 20 minutes left. So let's pack it all in. Tell us a little bit about the infrastructure that we want to talk about.
Yeah, so one of our proactive campaigns that we're looking forward to is talking about infrastructure in a very comprehensive way. So basically, what is the state of New Jersey's assets, our infrastructure assets? Well, we know the state of our New Jersey infrastructure assets is a little bit abysmal, unfortunately. And again, if you think about it, we're one of the original 13 colonies, right? We've been around a long time. But it's really important that we maintain our infrastructure. So when I talk about infrastructure, oftentimes folks who are listening, I'm sure they'll go, Transportation Trust Fund, the roads. We got to look even bigger than that, because we have water, wastewater, energy, telecommunications. These are the things that, again, make jobs and stay in New Jersey and drive our economy. If you don't have good pipes in the ground for your water and wastewater, if you don't have energy to turn your lights on and off and keep your heat, and certainly in the digital world we live in, if we don't have good fiber optics and telecommunication that are protected from cybersecurity as well, we got some challenges. So what we're doing is we're kicking off a campaign, infrastructure campaign. Over this fall, we're going to be doing 4 policy programs at BIA, September, October, and November. We start with Commissioner Martin from DEP in September, September 15th. He'll be talking about water, wastewater, and asset management planning. And we'll have a panel of water folks to talk about that as well. We'll go into the next month, and we will talk about telecommunications and risks and protection from cybersecurity. Big, big, big issue. I'm sure a lot of folks listening today were listening to what was going on Wall Street this morning, and that gets our hair to stand up, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on from there to President Morose from BPU talking about energy and our energy infrastructure. I mean, who can forget Sandy? I was without electricity for 5 days. Okay,
12.
So, there you
Trump
go.
Card.
There you go.
It was awful.
And then we're going to wrap it up with transportation, mm-hmm. and hear from some key policy advisors on transportation trust fund. Why are we doing this? We want to educate folks on the importance of infrastructure, what it costs to maintain assets over a long period of time. Now, here's the important part. Why is education? Everybody knows it. We see a bridge crumbling. We see a road. We drive on it, right? No, what's important is there's a huge price tag that goes along with it, and it scares people. So when you say we need to invest in infrastructure, all of a sudden people hear billions of dollars, and they think you want to do it tomorrow.
Right.
Well, you're not doing it in a day. We're talking about long-term asset management planning. We're talking about 25, 30, 35, 40 years. How do you invest today for assets that have a life cycle of 25, 30, 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a very responsible way to do that, but the longer you delay and the more crippled your assets get, the harder it is to catch up. We're going to have all this culminate into an infrastructure summit sometime in the first quarter, where we'll be delivering some white papers and setting a policy for where we think we should be going on some policy and legislation to set an agenda for long-term asset management planning in the state of New Jersey.
Wow. That's a lot to undertake in just 6 months, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I believe you're going to do it. I can tell. I can tell. I'm totally convinced.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's interesting. There is a commercial that comes on one of the breaks here, and it's about the bridges in New Jersey. So not to get a little off track, because I know we only have a limited amount of time, and we also want to touch about the paid sick leave. But it's, if it's not attended to, and again, it is scary to people to hear the numbers, but again, it's not over next year. It's not, mortgage is a lot, but it's 30 years or whatever
sure.
it is, right? Hello. But the price tag for the damages and the lawsuits, if you don't fix and attend to them, is so much worse.
Yeah. The great example I give folks, so you see it in the roads, and that's easy. Mm-hmm. Coming from DEP, where I oversaw the water program for a year and a half before becoming deputy commissioner, I can't tell you, every time you hear water main break, I'd be on the phone for hours, days, maybe a week.
I bet.
And when you have a main water main, okay, that is feeding the water supply, like Swimming River Reservoir, a few years ago on 4th of July weekend in Monmouth County, okay, the bridge collapsed, took the water line with it on a holiday weekend. You want to talk about expenditure of money on an emergency repair.
Exactly.
So if we'd be able to take that money and put it more toward long-term asset management,
right,
in a very practical way. And then the other part of infrastructure is, you know, how we prioritize and spend the money. We got to make sure that when we raise revenue to put it into the bank that is going to spend the money on infrastructure, that that bank is a bank that functions well, has a good credit rating, so that you can leverage those dollars. You know, the beautiful thing about municipal assets and municipal funding is you go to the bond market and you leverage your dollars. But if you have a bank that has a bad credit rating, you got a high interest rate, you're wasting your money. So, you know, it's not just about raising the revenue. You know, we're talking about how we spend the money and do
managing
it responsibly.
It all.
You got it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's so much to think about. And again, I want everybody to know that if you're listening out there, I'm sure you're saying, wow, because Michelle Skirka, the president of New Jersey Business and Industry Association, is speaking to us about some of the responsibilities and things that they oversee over there, especially her. And I'm totally convinced that we're in the right hands. I can see so much dedication to it and so much to think about. We're going to go to our really quick final break here. It's 3:46 already on July 8th. I hope you're having a nice day and enjoying this conversation. It's so nice to have her and Peter, her associate, here in the office. And we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to the show. Talented people here. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks so much for listening in. It's 3:48 already on July 8th. We are excited to continue our conversation learning about the New Jersey Business and Industry Association and all of the work that they do, particularly under the hand of Michelle Skirka, the president. She's going to talk to us right now about paid sick leave and how important that is to all of us in the state of New Jersey. Michelle, take it from here.
Sure. So, but the legislature has been moving a bill now in both houses, the Senate and the Assembly. When we last met, it hadn't been in the Senate yet.
Okay.
So they're moving a bill between both houses right now for paid sick leave. And this is a very onerous bill for business of any size. So let's start with some statistics, and then we'll talk about the bill, all right, because we only have a few minutes. But first of all, there are more than 70% of New Jersey businesses already provide paid sick leave to their employees, more than 70%. More than 90% provide some type of paid time off to their employees. We know from our businesses, and we learned this from our healthcare survey last year, businesses are willing to take a hit to their bottom line to provide responsible welfare programs for their employees. All right, so they are responsible companies taking care of their employees. Why do they do that? It's about competition, Gene. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have a good program, you're going to attract a very talented workforce. You have a good workforce. What does that mean? That means good sales, profits, you make money, you reinvest. That's how it works. That's how the economy grows. So we have companies that are doing this, again. But now we have the legislature there's this perception that there are, you know, sure, there are some companies out there that don't provide it. So the legislature wants to swoop in, and they want to come in, and they want to mandate paid sick leave. And they want to mandate it in a way that puts every employer in the state of New Jersey in the exact same box, regardless of who that employer is.
Which is impossible to do.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, because I will go out of business tomorrow if I have to be competing against the benefits of 3M or whoever. I'm only just me, myself.
Right. But it's, and you know, but
and a few people I try to hire.
Absolutely. And so they put this standard in place, but the problem is, you know, any company that already has a program in place, they now have to tweak their program, which means they have to change all of their back office reporting, operations, everything else to meet with it. And, you know, as you know, come on, seriously, the pizzeria is very different than the 1,000-employee call center is very different than the big utility, right? And companies know, they're the boots on the ground. They know what works. So the pizza owner, he has somebody who's sick in the office, he says, go home, make up the hours next week.
Right. Right.
Maybe they don't have something written, but he knows he doesn't want somebody sick sneezing on the pizza. We get that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's this.
And he doesn't want to lose the employee. He wants him to go home because he cares about him and all that.
Exactly. Yeah. And guess what? Guess what? Employers care about their employees.
They do.
Newsflash.
Okay. Agree. Mm-hmm.
So there's this very onerous legislation that is moving through. It requires either 5 or 9 days that accrue on day one for everybody. Okay. The only way you're exempt from this is if you have a union and you have a union negotiated contract in place. That's the only way you're exempted. So 5 or 9 days, depending upon the size of the company. If you're more than 10 employees, it's 9 days. Starts to accrue on day one. If you're less than 10 employees, it's 5 days. You can carry this time over. The employee can carry it over. Right? There's a 90-day waiting period to use it, but once that 90-day goes, they own it. This is full-time, part-time, and seasonal employees.
It just doesn't make any sense. I understand, you know, that there's people who really want to be passionately asking for this. And on the employee side, oh boy, it'd be great. But the logistics of it from the person who's trying to provide the benefits and be able to afford and sustain and provide the job in the first place.
Exactly.
It's just like impossible.
And then one of the other onerous parts.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
You have to keep, a business owner.
You have to keep records for 5 years.
Mm.
5 years. You've got to keep records. And you have to record the time in 1 hour increments. Go figure. Imagine.
No, yeah.
Okay. Now, here's one of the pieces that I love almost best is the employer is responsible to find the coverage for the employee if they call out. Now, think about this. And I love telling the story, right? Mm-hmm. I bartended all through college and law school. If I was sick and couldn't cover my shift, I had the list of bartenders. I called them. I got someone to cover my shift, right? Because mm-hmm. I didn't think that was a big deal at all. No. So think about, you know, the restaurant that's opening in the morning, the diner is opening. And think about Jane who works at the counter. And Jane's sick that day. Okay, we feel bad for Jane. She's sick. She should stay home. Jane can call 5 other waitresses and say, who can cover my shift today? That there's no burden placed on the employee at all. So now the poor employer comes in. Guess what? He's running the counter that morning until he can call someone and get someone to cover the shift. So the last onerous piece of this is it has an extremely strong anti-retaliation provision. So what do I mean by that? Let's say someone takes the sick day off and you have to move them. You take them off an assignment because they're not around to do it that day. They think you're retaliating for them taking a sick time off. They could potentially bring a lawsuit against you. And the language is so broad that, you know, some plaintiff's lawyers could have a field day with it. So we're concerned about that. We're in very active engagement with our legislators. Both bills in both houses are paused right now, but they're there. They're real. They're there. They can move at any point in time. So we've invited our legislators to have a very candid discussion about how do we think about exempting companies that already have plans in place? Why do you want to put them in a box when their programs are flexible for the workforce? And maybe, you know, we're hoping. We fended it off, and I think we'll continue to fend it off. The good news is, for the next 2 years, we have the power of the veto pen in Governor Christie, because he has said publicly, this governor is not going to sign a paid sick leave law.
Thank God.
But in the meantime, we have to continue to negotiate this type of policy because it won't go away.
Right. And, you know, understandably, there are reasons that people need to have some look at this. And yet, at the same time, it has to be looked at in a place that makes sense for everyone. It can't be a bucket, like you said.
Practical and pragmatic.
It's not one thing. Everyone's different and every situation's different. And you were talking on the television show about the municipalities and how that operates. Also, because the manpower alone, just to manage all of the documents and
There's 9 municipalities that have passed ordinances in the state of New Jersey. They are now regulating at their local level paid sick leave. It's in effect. Trenton, I am covered by a paid sick leave ordinance right now. Think about, and I have an office in Fairfield. Trenton's ordinance is now impacting my employees in Fairfield. Why? What am I going to do? Have 2 different policies, one for Fairfield and one for Trenton? Absolutely not. So now you have a patchwork of ordinances. You talk about lack of predictability and certainty for a company. You know, what's a company to do?
Right. And especially, like you say, for the ones that already have working, there's not a problem, and they understand their employees, then let's look at what they're doing right and then figure out how to make that work for the different sizes. But you can't just make something blanket. I was sitting there thinking about those sales reps that drive across the state of New Jersey through all the different, however hours they are in all the different places.
Very challenging.
How would you be able to track that? Yeah. It would be totally impossible.
So our goal, our message to our legislators is, you know, let's do paradigm shift. Let's reward best practice. Because if we reward best practice, you know, maybe some of those bad actors, perceived bad actors, will come along, and let's let competition, you know, take its place. And that's how we grow our economy.
Great. Michelle, seriously, there's so much that you have to share with us. What is, for the next 2 minutes or so, what would you like to share? And then I hope you come back and talk some more.
Well, I just want to reemphasize, you know, NJBIA, we're all about taking care of our members, whether it's advocating good public policy to continue to have a positive business climate in the state of New Jersey so our businesses can thrive, survive, create jobs. You know, that's extremely important. You know, we're there to provide business resources for our members. They have questions. They have questions about paid sick leave. They have questions about anything HR related. They call us. We're there for them. We're like the 911 when it comes to workplace issues. You know, so and we say, and I say to everybody out there, you know, if you're not a member, you got to become a member, of course. And if you are a member, you have a question about something, pick up the phone, because I have subject matter experts. We're there for you. You know, these small businesses, the gentleman I was with earlier today, I said, poor guy, you got a call in the middle. He apologized for taking it. I said, no, I say all the time, you're a business owner. You got to change the light bulb. You got to answer the phone. You got to write the paycheck, and you got to put the product out.
And now I have to call the backup for the worker who called
in. And now you got to call the backup for the sick worker, too.
I don't have any time.
So look, you know, we're there to be a business resource to our members.
And you certainly are. Thank you so much for being here today. We really enjoy it. I'm sure I was speaking on behalf of all the listeners out there. Thank you so much for listening in. And thank you, Michelle, for just taking charge of such necessary business and for doing such a great job at it.
NJBIA.org. Thank you.
There you go. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Michelle and Peter Perezman. He's also in studio. We'll look forward to having you back again, and stand by for the next segment of Talented People. That'll be from the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. I want to remind everybody out there that we have a nonprofit best practices event coming up at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. Save the date. You can go to Mariah Media and sign up. It's being offered to you by Mariah Media and Unity Bank. There'll be approximately 150 nonprofits in attendance. Our keynote speaker is the founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country, Steve Califer. He's going to be speaking about philanthropy. This person, Steve Califer, is known internationally. He's chairman for the Somerset Patriots. He's also, again, the founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country. He is an award-winning filmmaker and also philanthropist. And you know what? These people, they've seen it all. They get knocked on the door every day, and there's certain reasons that they select certain nonprofits to support. And then once you do get the support, there's also, you know, ways to get to loyalty so that you can actually continue on if you're a nonprofit and build your succession planning program and all the rest, from CEU credits to how to differentiate yourself from a marketing standpoint and communication. That'll all be discussed on that day. So if you have questions and you'd like to find out, go to mariahmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at mariahmedia.com or Unity Bank. So stand by. We're going to have our guest, Eileen N. Sinet, the Speaking That Connects Wisdom Woman. She's got all the information on how to make a great presentation. We'll be right back after the break, and thanks again for listening in.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidine Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidine Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.